Hey, Lisa here with Undignified Joy. Today we have an episode for you with Mike and Scott, and we're just discussing rest and what it means to God and what it means to us during these busy, busy seasons. So we hope you come on in and enjoy. This is Undignified Joy with Scott Koblenz, Mike Janes, and Lisa Love Janes. Hey, hello, everyone.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
We're in the holiday spirit. We're in the midst of a lot of bins in our living room right now that are Christmas things from our old house that don't seem to fit in the new house.
Christmas bins.
Christmas bins. Bins of Christmas stuff.
Interesting. You know how many bins I have of Christmas stuff?
How much? How many?
I think I've got a box of ornaments. That's about it.
Nice.
That's it. Yeah, I don't have bins of... Well, I do have bins. What is a bin?
B-I-N, bin. Like, you know, a plastic bin.
Or like a tote?
A tote. Yes.
I was going to say, bins is a bit prehistoric. I think tote.
Tote. Yeah. Tote.
Or a Rubbermaid tote.
A Rubbermaid tote. Yes. And they're, so all the ornaments and the lights and all that, we pulled some of that apart and went through it, and it was exhausting. It was very tiring. And while that stuff rested in the bin, we were not resting.
Nice segue, Lisa.
Thank you. You caught what I was throwing down.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, all the way down to Villa Grove.
I feel the rest. I'm sitting in my bin. Well, I guess it's a leather recliner bin.
Is that what you're calling your recliner now? The
yes.
Bin. I'm gonna go sit in the bin.
I'm sitting in my bin or my tote. My leather made tote.
Your leather made. That's nice.
That's what it is. You could call it a bins.
I'm sitting in my trapper keeper.
Yeah. Oh, that's
remember
tight.
The trapper keepers?
Oh yeah.
All the subjects in there.
Yeah, and the Velcro sealer.
Yes. I always wanted a real trapper keeper. I think I have the generic ones.
Probably.
You know?
I think I did too. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. I was a Kmart, Shopko, Pomida kid.
Oh, yeah. Pomida. That sounds like something that goes on pizza.
Pomida. I would like that with a lot of Pomida on it, please.
Yeah, extra please. Pomida. Extra Pomida.
Yeah. To me, it reminds me of a shape.
For those who don't know what Pomida is, Pomida was a store.
A vegetable.
in Dixon, Illinois, while we were growing up, that we would go into. It was kind of like a Kmart. But then it ended up like a Shopko. It ended up being Shopko after a while. If you hear this, do you hear a noise?
I do.
That's a dog digging for a nice comfy spot between us.
Oh, very nice.
Trying to make her way to
China. Yeah, that's Inez, a.k.a. Noodle.
Hey, Noodle.
She has to be on every podcast or she's not happy.
Absolutely.
Well, she's not living her best life.
That's what brings all the audiences.
They come to see what Inez will bark about. It, guess what? She just laid down to rest.
Hey.
Whoa.
So I wonder what the topic is today.
I don't know. What is it?
Could it be Mike?
Rest. Rest. It is rest. And why are we talking about it, Scott?
Because we're too busy.
Hey. Mike, are you busy?
Too busy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Are you, Scott? Are you too busy?
Very busy.
Moderately or extremely?
It just depends on the day and upon the approach that I take.
Amen.
There
yep.
you go.
And I am, I've had you and a couple of my prayer partners and one other person tell me they're worried about how much I am going and asking me how I'm doing it. So I think I might be busy, moderately busy too.
maybe take a score of the moderately.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Because you're busier than moderately.
Well, how would you qualify when you hear what I'm doing and how much?
You guys are, and I'll label you guys together because you're doing a lot together. Compared to my busy, you would have the sticker extreme over the top. Yeah.
Extreme busy.
Extreme or extremely, you know. But yeah.
And we're trying to fill, like, I feel like I'm filling any empty day with something that I need to, someone, because people are very important to me, someone I need to catch up with or need to tend to that friendship or that relationship, you know?
Yeah.
We had that conversation.
That was the bad,
No, I got you though.
No, Lisa and I had that conversation because, you know, she was wondering, she felt like she wasn't doing enough.
Oh my.
And...
for him and for the home.
Right?
Specifically.
But the thing was, is that what she thinks of as doing things is actually spending time with people is doing a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but she, so because of how relational Lisa is, she feels like she has to do everything for everybody.
I don't feel like that.
she doesn't.
I somewhat feel like that.
But then at the same time, there's an obligation in the background that nags at her that, oh, well, you do need to do this. Even though if you can't be there fully rested,
yeah,
then are you really having any quality with it anyway?
And then my friend Sarah says, you can't drink out of an empty cup, Lisa, so you have to go get refilled, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think that's all of us. I'm blankly going to say, but I think men and women view some things differently. Like, and I am, I love that men in general, and tell me if I'm wrong, can like go months and go, I don't even have to talk to that kid. I'll get him when I can, you know, or, and then, you know, not every kid needs the dad all the time or whatever, you know what I mean? But I think Scott, you probably talk to your kids a lot more than example only Mike, because just because of your, you know, you're in close proximity with all of them, aren't you?
Yeah, they're all on my lap right now. Hey, kids.
Tell everybody how many kids you have.
Well, I have 7 children.
And how many grandkids?
I've got 2 brand new, one brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
One that is newer, and then I've got 4 that are really old.
Really old. You mean above 4?
Yeah,
above
compared 4 years to old. The newbies. Yeah.
Yeah, the newbies. By the way, I saw the video of Hadiel
smiling. Isn't that so cute?
Gosh! He's a little chip off of Grandpa Block.
Oh, yeah. See, that's rest right there.
Yes, that is the sweetest little face. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about mine.
I like your. You know, I've known it most of my life. I do like your face.
it's a face, and I thank God for it. You know,
it's a joy to see it.
It is, especially when I take off the makeup.
Gosh, you see. Yeah. Take the mask off, Mike or Scott.
Yeah, right? No.
Sorry, that was Mike. Take your mask off.
No, I get to see my kids, my kids and grandkids quite often, and that's what's really nice. But I do know, I do realize, like, when I do have family over, how, and this is no, like, disregard to kids and family and everything.
Yeah.
But I do realize how I do like my quiet time as well.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times you don't know that until you have enough quiet time to realize how valuable it is.
Yes. And that's part of resting, right?
Yep. Yeah, because you get to, it's kind of like right now on my massive television. Sorry, everybody, but I do have a big TV. I apologize. You don't have one. Anyway.
You have a movie theater in your apartment.
Oh, yeah. You haven't even seen it lately. So anyway, another topic, another day. Anyway, it's going slowly over this really cool like river in the mountains of California right now.
Oh, nice.
And it reminds me of when we do become quiet, it's kind of like getting down in that stream with a pan and you're panning for gold. And you know, you don't just automatically go to a stream and you go over to and extract, you know, gold from a jar that's on the side of the bank. You get in the water, you get a little messy, a little dirty, and you slosh it around, you find your gold and you're like, whoa, look at that. I think like that rest and tranquility is like digging for gold. And once you find it, it's really precious and it should be tended to as such.
Right. So you purpose. Absolutely. You have to, even entering into rest is an activity.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That reminds me of fishing too, you know, because
absolutely,
you know, you go fishing, you throw the pole in the water and it might be 2 hours before you get a bite.
Yep.
No, and you have to try different locations, and is there brush under the water here, and you have to come up with all the ideas of where the fish might be, and they might be there and they might not be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
The fish might be
right. You find that place and then they start hitting, then it's like you just found the gold.
Yep.
Personally, this fall, on many days I would choose, when I came home from work or doing an activity, I would take the dogs out. I'd take my shoes and socks or my shoes off, whatever. And I would get in the grass in our backyard and I would just pick up pine cones and gather them. And it was so peaceful to do that. I mean, I'd get sappy and ruin a bunch of stuff. Clothes.
Oh, I think just jokes.
No, I am sappy. It's messing. I am like the mom joke of the dad jokes. You know what I mean?
I think we're like the sappy three.
We are the sappy three. It's sticky, gooey, and it smells nice. But you have to burn it off and wash it and burn it off and off your laundry.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know why I'm telling you that. But that was a very like serene thing to do, you know?
Absolutely.
And you should see how many pine cones we gathered. It's hilarious. Like we had 57 bags of a dozen 57. Pine cones. And that's not even all that we've processed, because you have to bake them and wash them, and then we sent them, you know.
Where'd you send them?
Sent. S-C-E-N-T, sent.
Oh, like a dime?
No, like smells. Like
I'm just messing with you.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
You were such a dork.
No, I get that. And I bet your house smelled good when you cooked them.
Oh
yeah, they did. It did smell good. It was you just bake it like 200 for a couple hours to dry them out and get all the if there's any critters or seeds that need to fall out. And
we did try baking them too quickly at 350.
That was my fault. No. I forgot there was some in there, and I started the oven, and we the house filled with smoke, and we all had to go for a ride while the windows.
Oh no!
The dog just perked up her ears. The dogs had to go. Everybody got a little treat. I had to get Carter out of her basement apartment and go, can you please go for a ride with us? And she was kind of laughing at the whole situation. So it was a family bonding time. It was just last week.
She was wondering when it was going to happen.
Yeah, she was wondering when I was going to burn some.
This little miniature prophetic.
She is a little prophet. So it was hilarious. That's so cool. But actually, black and pine cones are from Louisiana. No, they're quite lovely. They're really pretty. They're shiny and black. So we kept them. And we made them the regular ones because they're really cool looking.
Can you use them as like big giant pencils now?
I did sidewalk art with them at the Christmas walk last night.
Oh my gosh, it's this perfect rendition of a Da Vinci.
Yeah, so even that, like us choosing to do the Christmas walk in our local town, last year we took a lot of Christian literature that was fun, like it looks like $1 million or $100,000 or whatever, and on the back it's got the message of the gospel, you know. Kids love that.
Oh, and yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, they're just funny. And I'm like, here, pay for your drink with this, you know. And they laugh and they're like, oh my gosh. And they love it. They stick it in their pocket. I said, but promise me you'll read it when you go home, you know. But even choosing to do last night, like it was before the Lord. It was like, I even said to Mike, like, why are we doing one more thing, you know. But we took the pine cones to sell as kind of a front for just being able to talk to people and engage them.
Right.
You know, but it was a choice to come out of rest. You know what I mean? But we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was energizing.
And there was actually a kind of rest in that.
In too. Doing it. Yeah. There was a peace in it, you know.
Rest
absolutely.
Not expending energy. It just means that you're not getting exhausted by whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
And we really enjoyed talking to these sixth grade kids. They were so fun. And then we had some college kids that we actually invited to our church. And I know one for sure is gonna come over, you know. So we, and I told them we have a Bible study. And of course you connect with people in the community in a way you wouldn't normally be able to talk to them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all because all the pine cones, all the scented pine cones mm-hmm. was an easy, you know, way to, and they love the smell. They come on over. They're like, wow, it smells like Christmas over here, you know? Mm. So it was just really a fun night, but that was a choice before the Lord, you know, not to just come home and rest on a Friday night.
Right.
Which we could do, you know, and yeah, we've done.
And I think that's where maybe, there's, you know, to define rest, like there's rest, but there's also rest in God, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's where sometimes we get them all confused, because there's like, I got to go rest.
Yeah.
I think somebody just rested right there.
Like when you're by. it was a perfect pause for that occasion.
Yes. But it's like, I feel like sometimes, especially you guys do a lot of ministry, and that's phenomenal. As in, like, you know, you go and do things in ministry. I unfortunately don't really have a lot of that opportunity to do that. My work schedule always has me.
Your family. And
yeah,
your...
this is a weird weekend that I actually have off. It's kind of great.
That's nice.
No, there's no kind about it. It's great. Anyway, I think another form of rest, and I've heard it put this way, the doo-doo gospel.
What's that?
Where you're doing in order to feel like you're
right
with God.
Right? Oh, like earning grace.
Yeah, like doing, got to do it in order to achieve that, what God would see right. me and be pleased with me.
Yeah.
That kind of.
It wasn't sufficient.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. And I feel like that's where a lot of people get burned out in ministry, is because, you know, they have, and you guys, I love your balance, because you do have a lot of great family time. And unfortunately, I've seen ministries where they completely ignore their family because their requirement is to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
In order to receive what they feel is peace.
Yeah.
But his rest is sufficient. His, you know, when we, do things in his presence and in mind, you know, like, oh yeah, well, this, do all things as unto the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Then there's, I believe that there's this subtle, this beautiful peace that comes over you in the midst of it. And you might be exhausted, you know, but
yeah,
that presence, that helper comes alongside, lifts you up, you get it done. And then guess what? You go rest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were able to be in bed, even though like we got out of there. I don't know. We were home by like 8:30. We were in bed before 9 last night.
That's awesome.
The thing that I noticed about it is I did not feel the drag that you sometimes feel when you, you know, feel like your day is just getting extended and extended.
Yes. Yes.
It was not laborious.
Right.
You know, and I think that's how you know it's the peace and rest and God in it.
Absolutely.
Like, it energizes you and it fills you and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to, you know, for the Lord, I, you know, got to make someone smile. We did weird things last night. They weren't conventional ways of ministering to people. It was like we guess people's names and we let the young people guess our ages.
That's cool.
Just to have fun and talk to them.
Right.
And one little girl was hilarious. She came back, the sixth grade girl named Boston. Her first name was Boston. And she was like the most, I said, would you like some pine cones? And she's like, no, thank you. Like really very like hurt about it at first. But she was with like 5 or 6 kids. We talked to each one individually. I was joking around asking them which one is the calm one in the crowd that keeps everybody together. And they all said the same name. It was so cute. There were like 5 of them. And then the same little girl brings back her sister much later, who is a year younger than her. And she goes, I want you to guess this lady's age. You will never guess her age. Because I was telling them I was 78 earlier. and they're like, there's no way you're 78. They're like, one kid's like, you gotta be like just 40 or whatever. And I'm like, oh, you are a great kid, you know? Like,
nice.
It was hilarious. So then when she brings back her sister's like, and I'm not saying this to like, it was hilarious, but she goes, I thought you were 30 years old. She said,
nice.
And I was like, oh my gosh, do these kids, like, I don't know, I must have had some smooth skin going on last night, but it was just cute. And then it opened a door for me to talk to them about what age they were, what they wanted to be when they, you know, got out of school, just like, were they thinking about any of that? Some of them had answers, really good answers. And it was just like, it just, you know, when I hear people talking about kids, I'm like, I see so much hope in them. And so much life. And they were just engaged and really fun. And we got to give them some stuff to read and they took it, you know, they enjoyed it and they were like thankful for it.
That's awesome.
It's the little things, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that is energizing. Yeah. And then we with the college kids, we guessed their ages or their names. And then they guessed our names. There were 3 of us and 3 of them. And it was just weird. I think we got one name right.
That's awesome.
Out of all of them, you know. But our dog's trying to tell us she wants something. She wants to be in on the conversation. The little one. But anyways, I have some verses. I don't know if this would. I kind of got off topic, so if we need to, you know, remove that, we will. But here's like what I think is the most popular Christian rest verse. Is that okay if I read it?
Absolutely.
It's 11:28-30. Matthew 11:28-30. I'm so rested right now. I'm skipping whose name it is on the front of the book. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's what last night was, you know. Absolutely. It was light. It was easy. The pine cones aren't heavy to carry around.
And we had already prepped it. So
what do you mean we prepped it?
It was prepped before the evening.
All the pine cones.
It was all loaded and ready.
Yeah,
to
we
go.
Loaded it the night before. We had to switch. We thought we were going to be outside, but we got a place inside. And then here's another verse. It's Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. The one rests content, untouched by trouble. So that is a really good verse, I think. You know, the fear of the Lord. What do you think about that one, Scott?
It's awesome. Yeah, I think, well, it's interesting that, you know, God, he actually swore an oath that, let me just read it, Hebrews 3:18.
So okay.
God swore an oath that they would never enter into his calming place of rest, all because they disobeyed him.
Oh,
ties into the fear of the Lord, right?
Okay, so, yeah.
You know, it's like if you have an understanding of who he is and how precious and righteous and set apart he is and what he's made us in that same fashion, it's like, you know, I think that's one thing that I've always, you know, kind of wrestled with too, is that whole story of the Israelites never finding that rest for like 40 years because they just decided, I'd rather go back
and
be in bondage again than be and receive unlimited supply. I mean, they didn't change, like they didn't go to a store. They had like a coupon and got new shoes, but they never wore out. Their clothes didn't wear out and they had food on a daily. Yeah. It may look like, you know, something white and strange, but you know,
I mean,
I've tried
to picture manna many times. Anyways, go ahead.
I just picture like over Redenbacher popcorn, like all over the ground. It's like, what am I going to do with this? It's kind of,
I kind of picture like biscuits and gravy with sticks in them. I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
Like balls
or pine cones.
Yeah, pine cones. Eat pine cones.
But I always, you know, I always wrestled with that when I was younger, like, man, I don't want to not enter his rest. Well, then the thing is that when I think about it, it's Jesus, because of what he did for us, automatically opens the door to that godly rest. Because he said it's finished. We didn't say it. Nobody else said it. It was him. Jesus himself said, it is finished.
That's good.
And we can rest assured on that. It is finished. And now we can literally enter into his rest at any given moment. But like you guys said, you entered his rest by doing something last night that you found enjoyable. And I think that's where a lot of people get confused. It's like, it doesn't mean that, you know, your butt might not be walking around doing restful things.
Right. Rest, you know, can be action.
Yeah, you can rest when you're like walking 3 miles.
Yes. Yeah.
And
because you're going to fill you with good endorphins.
Exactly. And your mind is focused on him, focused on good things. At least that's when I walk, that's what it is.
Yes. It's so, like, you can't help but, I think, like, if you're angry or upset about something, you can't help but release some things and walking.
Yes.
And out in nature and
getting to see all the things that he's made. And
yes, there's such beauty, you know,
and it brings you some contemplation, you know, like you just think on a deeper level because you're seeing things as they are that you you drive by on a daily because you're busy, you know.
And you take that moment to go, wow, the splendor of the King,
you know? Absolutely.
It was his great pleasure to make all this for us to enjoy.
Yes. Yeah.
And for us to have relationship with him in it.
Yeah.
You know, and my mind is going like in two different directions at the same time right now because of this conversation. Like in I've been reading the Bible from the beginning, like starting in Genesis and going through, and it's like in the first five books of the Bible, several times it mentions how, you know, like when, and even like in Exodus, how, you know, you were talking about the manna and all that stuff and God provided it, but the people labor for it, right?
Right.
And that was reiterated through like the in Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers, somewhere in there, God was saying that when you go into the land, I want you to realize that it's going to produce for you, not because you have to labor for it like you did when you were in bondage in Egypt, but that it's just going to produce and you're going to be fruitful, not because of the labor you're doing, but because I, the Lord, am providing it for you, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And rest that he wants us to enter into. And then I was also thinking about it. It isn't always overnight, because it took the children of Israel 40 years in the desert to overcome themselves, to get to that place where they could really enter that rest and appreciate that rest and enter in. And then the other thing is just think about when Jesus was here. And what did Jesus, you know, many times in the scripture, he went off to pray by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get that rest. And I just wonder how many times the scripture doesn't mention it, but how many times he actually did go off to pray by himself without the scripture mentioning it. And how long he waited, because it also says that he learned patience by the things that he suffered.
Absolutely. And
so Jesus himself, as our example, is waiting and resting and listening for the Father to speak into that nugget of gold. That, and then once he gets that nugget of gold, that's when he can go out and be fruitful.
Yeah. That's really good, Mike.
Thank you. That's awesome commentary. And you know, like, I think sometimes we deal with our flesh and stress and anxiety and we don't think we can rest. But it says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. That's Psalm 4:8. And then another verse is, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. That's Psalm 62:1-2. And so it's a surety in him that he wants us to be in a state of peacefulness and rest. He doesn't want us to, because he's got us.
Amen. Yeah, that's really good.
I just want to mention that aspect, because I think, you know, especially during the holidays, we just feel so pressured to do so many things and to produce more than we maybe have in our bank accounts.
Right.
And it's an old, old story, but at the same time, like, we don't honor the simplicity of that baby that was in a manger that became our salvation, you know.
Yeah.
out of a barn, so to speak, out of a, you know, they had to go and seek rest in a small, quiet place, you know, under the stars. There was no room in the inn.
Right.
And so they were put out with the animals, which would have been okay with me, you know. But it was, think about the quietness of that night, I imagine, except for maybe the cattle lowing, you know. Well,
and during birth, it's never, you know, really quiet.
There's no, but looking for that place of rest is what I'm saying. And then that sweetness, I mean, you've got a brand new grandson, Scott, the sweetness of holding that little guy when he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the Father, you know, holding us in rest.
Yeah, like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you bring up a really good point, Lisa, is that we talked about this the other day on the phone, and that brings it in. Nice segue, Scott. Thank you. that with our handheld devices, and being believers, or even a non-believer, however you want to look at yourself, that we live in some pretty troubled times.
Yes.
And because of that, I feel like people love to, well, they want clicks for one, because, you know, they get their page up or whatever.
They want to
agree. Yeah. And there's like, you know, I know a lot of people are well-meaning, but I feel like there's so much stuff that's gauged or pointed to a Christian or someone that is seeking out the truth and stuff. And unfortunately, it causes a lot of distrust and anxiety and unrest.
Unrest. That's the word that came to mind too.
Yeah, unrest. Because it gets you all worked up. Like, am I not doing this right? Did I cross my T and dot my I today? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've had conversations with my own kids involving their anxiety levels because of what they had seen that day on social media.
And
am I missing the mark, Dad? Do I need to do this differently? How do I, you know? And I'm like, and after the conversation, you know, one of my daughters was like, wow, thank you for talking to me. I feel at peace. And it's like, and it says that we're supposed to be ministers of peace.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to just bring all this anxiety and calamity. There you go. And get ourselves worked up into a frenzy, because that's not the rest of God.
No.
You know, if we understand the gospel, that actually, you know, imagine being out in the as a shepherd, as you're talking, Lisa, and it's the birth of our Savior, and the heavens are coming unglued in celebration, of
triumph, victory,
the King of Kings being born, the Savior of the world coming into existence. And you know, and these angels are, you know, disrupting their normal stay out there, and imagine them going, what's going on? Wow, that must be good news, because there's angels singing and praising.
And they could actually experience it, which is crazy. And he wasn't born in a stadium with
everybody. Exactly. Right.
He was born in a cattle stall, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. And so it's like,
from what we understand anyways. Yeah. Right.
And so it's like, I feel like, you know, Paul, the words that he uses about the gospel and the good news is like, ecstatic. That's one of the words, ecstatic, great joy. It's over an abundance of joy to understand what was coming to pass and what happened on the cross. And those things should build us up in celebration, not isolation and holding out like, if I hold my breath long enough, then it's going to pass.
Right, right.
That's not rest. That is turmoil.
No, you want to, those things are real. Some of those things are very real out there, what we see going on.
Absolutely.
Conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we can give those things over in prayer, get in agreement with someone, pray over it, release it to the Lord, and then try to just let the Lord give you next steps in your life. Because if you only focus on that one thing, that's fear mongering from the enemy. That's your own soul in unrest. And there's too much propaganda out there.
Yes.
Available to freak you out. Now, there are very real things, we're saying.
Absolutely.
But we want to take them seriously. But like you said, we're not going to enter into calamity, because then we're just going to be on the side of things that God commands us not to do, because it's a command to rest, is it not?
And it's also a command to fear not.
fear not. Mm-hmm. Being, that goes back to being in awe mm-hmm. of him, reverencing him, and letting him handle your business, because we can't work all that out.
Well, I think it, yeah, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not a soldier with a physical gun, but I am a warrior in prayer, and so are you, and so mm-hmm. are all of you out there. You can be prayer warriors, and it shifts lives. Don't doubt it for one bit. God would not give us the word of God any other way if he didn't, he doesn't bring it back void. When you speak it, he performs it, but you can't get in doubt and fear.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if you do repent and go back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I know your word will be performed because you promised, and I'm standing on what you say, not what I think. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Scott.
No, I interrupted you. I think, overall, I think it comes down to, our salvation isn't something that we earn. It's something that was given to us freely.
Yes.
And I feel like what he's getting at is if you confess that I am Lord,
mm-hmm.
And you, it's not our confession did not like, it's our confession, it's our confession and what he did, but he still did it prior to our confession.
Yes.
So it's something that we didn't control it. It's not like, well, he held out, so I won't be able to be crucified right now. No. You know what I'm saying? It was already finished before we ever even, uttered a breath or a word. And so it's like, I feel like when we understand that, then it falls in the line of, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I've overcome the world. Yes. I love the one where it says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Yes.
And what's good cheer?
Good cheer is woohoo!
Yeah. Well, and you were talking about Hebrews like 13 earlier. Mm-hmm. And in Hebrews 13:8, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right?
Yep.
So being God, it was already settled in him before the earth was ever created.
Absolutely.
Nothing ever happened. It was already finished in him. And so we need to understand the cosmic level that he really is resting in. And that's part of the awe of God. But when we understand that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that it was before even we could have conceived it, yeah, it was all finished. That's pretty big, uh-huh.
It's freaky big, You're like, what? How is that even,
Blow your mind big.
Yeah. I mean, we watch time traveling movies and stuff. It's like, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the maker and concept of time. I'm saying? He's the one that holds it all in the palm of his hand, and then we get concerned that we're not moving the needle by doing XYZ because you saw it on TikTok. What I'm saying? It's like, no. He's already established everything is finished. It's done, kaput. Yeah. Now we write it out, and in our writing it out, we write it out with peace, love, and joy.
Right?
Yes. You know, there's that song. I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's the whole message of the book of Revelation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? People get that book wrong so easily. They read all the catastrophes and calamities because the people who have been against God or whatever, but they're focusing on the wrong thing there. The real message is that God is bigger than all of that, and it's still in his hands. And he's the charge.
And I heard somebody say the other day, it's one thing to have salvation and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but to make him Lord, like in a personal way, that's the barrier too, where that I think you can enter into a lot more rest.
Absolutely.
If you're like, I'm going to get to know him whatever way I can. And I'm going to, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I know obedience can be a, you know, a four-letter word to a lot of people, but there's so much peace in it when you obey his word, when you're getting to know him in an intimate way. And I just want to mention a song, Scott, you sent me weeks ago, and I've been listening to it 3 or 4 times a week, that indie Christian rock YouTube station. It's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it's just been such I can't tell you, it's been, for my mind, it has been a game changer in my soulish areas, because when I have that on, I can actually really concentrate on the word and really read it. Or when I'm getting ready in the morning, it helps me focus on God's words in a different way. I'm sorry, Sydney is now being the barker.
Bob.
But there's a song in there that he's like, crown him in your... And he names off a bunch of things. Crown him in his goodness. Crown him, you know. And I'm like, that is amazing. Like, crown him in your day, basically. Mm. You know, make sure he's Lord and King and Savior of your day. You're going to do a lot of mundane things in your day. But when you, mm-hmm. you know, purpose on his, like, just amazing majesty and all that he did. I mean, I can't contain, like, all the wonderful things he is or he's done or is doing, you know?
Absolutely.
And that, like, I had such a challenging day the other day. And when I got, I mean, like, from stem to stern, get up to lie down was hard a couple of days ago. It was one of the harder days I've had in a long time. And it wasn't that it was all mental, but by the end of it, you know, anguish was trying to hit me. Frustration was hitting me. I found myself repenting for saying a few 4-letter words. And I'm being honest, being a real...
Hey, we're real people here.
We're real people. The word came out, okay? And I had to repent. And I, like, because it's like, I didn't act out towards anybody, but it sure does change the atmosphere when you're frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Around you. I'd done all that I could do, and then you're supposed to stand. Well, instead of standing, I got ticked off because I had to do one more thing. And then I took the dogs out. That wasn't the frustration, but I took the dogs out when I finally got home, and the Lord gave me the most beautiful photo where you see the little dipper.
I saw it. That was beautiful.
And I am just, it looks like a painting.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
And it was like a gift from him to me. But I got to share that gift. And then one of my intercessors said, I said, look, you can see the little dipper in this photo. She got a word that said, the Lord's telling me that we need to look for the big dipper in this next season. Mm. Like, all that he has for to contain, that contained for us, won't fit in the little dipper. It'll fit in the big dipper. And so we have to have big dipper attitude. I know that sounds weird, or big dipper idea, you know, like, we, you know, you've said it, Scott, that we've made God small, you know.
Yeah,
we can't limit him in this next season, you know. And that's going to come from getting in his rest in any way he can. We hope we've giving you guys some ideas of how to rest in the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'll send up a link for the music, Scott, because I don't know that it's everybody's cup of tea, but it sure really, it soothes my soul. Mm-hmm. I love that station so much, and I wanted to thank you for it.
Oh, you better believe it. I was trying to find something that I could have in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I got this, you know, amazing sound system that I'm always trying to find something to listen to that's not just, you know, garbage,
right?
And I always loved Walter Secret Life of Walter Mitty, and the soundtrack, and that type of music reminds me of that soundtrack, but it's singing about our Lord.
That's
it's so cool. I can have, you know, both best of both worlds.
Well, the artists that are on there, I've never heard of them, and they, you know, they're great.
Yeah, they're just, it's all indie, you know, it's all indie.
It's so beautiful, like beautiful music. Yeah. And like, I could see walking to it. I could see reading the Bible to it. I could see sketching to it. That's restful activities with that beautiful music in the background, you know?
Absolutely.
Every tribe, nation, kindred, and tongue. Now, that covers a lot of ground right there, doesn't it?
Say that again, Mike.
God has called them out of every tribe, nation, kindred, and tongue.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
So every tribe, every type, kindred, every nation, tongue, whatever language you speak, whatever type of person you are, God has called people out of every one of those groups.
Yeah, sorry, we're getting some background noise.
That's all right. Hey, we're having a little Inez
conversation. We normally don't do living room chat, but we thought we're just going to rest today. We're going to really rest today.
That's fantastic. And
the dogs really have not, like, Sydney just got in the middle of us. She likes to be in between us. And that's what was frustrating the other dog.
That's funny.
She wants to be in the middle of the rest. Yes.
Well, and I think that's what makes this podcast really great is that, you know, Lisa, your four-letter words, my four-letter words, we all have words.
Yes.
Some are more blessed than others.
Yes, some are more
but comfortable. It's called living your life. And that's why we have a savior that we can't do it on our own.
We can't do it perfect.
No. And if we can't beat ourselves up because we had a flip up. A flip up?
Yeah, that's a good, I like that.
Yeah, flip up.
That pretty much fits the four letter word. Yes.
Hey, flippity flop.
Yes, I think that's going to be my replacement word. Big flip up there.
But I'm thankful for you guys, and I'm so glad we finally were able to carve some time out to get a podcast done, and hopefully it won't. Once our holiday season passes, I'm sure we'll have more time.
Yes, it's, the groove.
Right. Yes.
And I, back at the beginning of this cast, you said something to the effect, Scott, that it depends on, your mindset, and there's a lot to that. Whether you're in rest or not, it's your mindset. It's how you approach the day. It's how you respond to everything that's actually going on in the day. And if we can rest in God's presence, then that helps.
Absolutely. And I think too, to define what God's presence is.
Yes.
I feel like so many people have it. Well, some people don't because they haven't experienced it the way we have. And that's not saying that, we've experienced something that.
Pray you experience it out there.
Absolutely. But some people, the only, and this is not trying to knock anybody over the head.
No,
but it's just reality is that we cannot be in a Bible type, what's the word for it? Like a big meeting where there's an anointed speaker up and, calling on the Holy Spirit to come and shake everybody. We're not talking about that 24/7. We're talking about that, the Spirit of God, the rest in everything. Yes. Lisa, we talked about, the mundane, and everyday mundane carries God's presence just as much as going into a meeting like that.
Yeah,
absolutely. It has to be many things, you know.
Now, some of those meetings are refreshers.
Oh, they're amazing.
And it's kind of like him shaking us up like a bottle of pop, and then he fizzes right on off the top. It's awesome.
It helps us carry into the next, week, the next, I mean, gathering together is very important.
Absolutely. Really. And so I feel like for, you know, there's a lot of mundane routine things that we do. Like just know that it says in the Bible to do them as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to find that presence when you really understand that he's not hiding out until you get the shofar out. He's right there all the time.
Amen.
You know?
In the everyday task.
Yes.
I'll just get in my car and say, okay, Lord, you join me today. You know, I don't know how this day's going to go, but you got me.
Absolutely.
You know, right. And you know what? I've made it through 100% of those days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Amen. Yeah.
But 100% of those days, I'm in awe of the things that and the things he's probably not allowed to happen to us.
Yes.
And I'm just thanking for both sides. Mm-hmm. Like, I thank him, like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I made it home. Sometimes I drive so tired, you know, and I mean, Thursday was an example, or Wednesday was an example of that. I had to drive to one location and then another 40 minutes to another and then back up to Dixon, you know, the second location was further south than the first. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
And yeah. And I just, you know, you and I talked during that time, Scott, kind of prepped and that helped, you know what I mean? Prep for today. Kind of like, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about just, that's the, like what sometimes I would consider the monotony is the driving, you know, but it's also the peace because I can really enter into worship. I can pray with friends on the phone, thank God for Bluetooth, you know.
Yes.
And really, I've had some amazing, like, I'm on this prayer call called 714, and anybody's welcome to join in. It's through the Assembly of God Church in Rochelle. It's called Calvary Lighthouse. It's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and it's on every day. I'm on there maybe 5 days a week, on and off because of getting ready for work and all that. But, and I'm not here to advertise that, but it is a really good resource because, and I've got one last testimony. Do you have time for it, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I can't name who, but I've got permission to use this. This is entering his rest. Just, and then when you enter his rest, you can hear him clearly. In a way that maybe if you've got too much going on and it's chaotic or you haven't rested in him, you might not be able to hear him as clearly. I hope we will, you know, in like, say a moment of, you know, like where you just really need to hear his voice. I know he'll come through, but if you're, you know, filling in all the gaps with other activities that, you know, just don't bring fruit,
yeah,
that you may not get that clarity that you need. So I'm praying with the podcast Wednesday a couple of weeks ago, and I hear the Lord clearly say to me at the end, I want you to call so and so. It's a, we'll just make up a name. Call Tina and pray in tongues and right now. And I was like, well, okay. So I got off the podcast and I called Tina. Well, I only have her number on Messenger. So she didn't answer. And so I left a voicemail. You know how you can do the voice messages?
Mm-hmm.
Saying, the Lord asked me to call you and pray in tongues. And so if you have time, please call me back because he told me to do it right now. And that person got back to me fairly quickly, and I thank God I came up to a stop sign, and I was able to look, and she said, I'm getting out of the shower, toweling off, and I she works at a Hope, I don't know if it's called Hope, but it's a pregnancy center to tell people about all the alternatives to abortion. mm-hmm. you know, but they'll still walk you through and love on you if that's the choice you make. Okay. But they try to offer you many options, and they're Christian based. And she's a nurse there. Normally she has one person that's, I want to say, abortion sensitive or thinking about abortion a week that she counsels. This is what she told me. She told me, I have three today and one girl who miscarried that I'm going to be counseling. And I was like, oh, wow. No wonder the Lord, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wants us to pray. So she was able to call me then. We prayed for literally 7 minutes because I looked at the time. Seven is such a divine number anyways. We prayed for 7 minutes in tongues. We prayed. But meanwhile, while she was relaying that message in between, it was just a couple of minutes. And the Lord entered my car and I rebuked the spirit of death. And I commanded life to come over those children.
Mm.
Literally, like, got that deliverance feeling in my car, like, bleh, you know. And then she called. We prayed, and I said, "Could you please let me know how this turns out?" And she said, "Absolutely." And the great thing about this is that this is a person that I recently reconciled with this summer and hadn't talked to in 7 years. God did that.
That's because
amazing. We both chose forgiveness and over circumstances.
Amen.
We both chose to let the past be the past and the future be the future for God's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Mm-hmm. And I truly always loved this person, but could not, you know what I mean, go there for until the Lord released me to go there.
Yeah.
And then, so for him to tell me, I want you to call that person right now and pray in tongues. And I had no, you know, no emotion about it other than, all right, I'm going to obey. And if I hadn't been entering his rest, if I hadn't been, you know, I might not have heard him, or if I hadn't forgiven, all those little things, because forgiveness is a command, then maybe I wouldn't have done it. Maybe I would have ignored that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the next day, fast forward, I'm getting ready to cook dinner. I get a message from her. By the way, all three chose life.
Mm.
And I was so elated that God allowed me to be any part of prayer for that.
Yeah, that brings me to tears. That's amazing.
It's so important to God. Life is so important to God. And it's so important to me, you mm-hmm. know? And I know some people don't want to be here. They don't. But God has a path for you. I'm going to speak to you out there. God has an amazing path for you. If you just give your life over to him, nothing's easy. Nothing's simple. You know, trials and suffering are part of life, no matter you're with Lord,
yeah.
with God, or not with God. Yeah. You're going to have trials. You're going to have things happen, but you'll have someone to lean on and hear his heartbeat and know mm-hmm. that you can rest in him when you need to.
Mm.
And so I encourage you out there to, even if you've walked away, if you've never known him and this is the first time listening to us, I encourage you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and ask him to speak to you in a real way, and he will do it. He will do it.
Absolutely.
You know, but you might have to put some things aside that you normally do and just hear his heart.
And God wants you to have hope. He wants you to have healing. He wants to give you a future. And that's really what that Jeremiah scripture is about, because it talks, yes, he's got hope and a future for you, but that's mentioned in the midst of a bunch of tribulation.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you look at the whole context of that whole scripture, it's centered right in the middle of tribulation. So God does have hope and a future for you, even though there's tribulation. That's what the real hope is.
Absolutely.
So can we say a prayer on our end note here?
Yeah.
People out there, maybe you're on the fence today. Maybe this is a wake-up call to you. Maybe this is just information that you needed to have reiterated to you today. But our hope for you is in Christ. And our hope for each other is in Christ. And that's what makes this relationship between Scott, Mike, and I so precious, is because Jesus is at the center of it.
Amen.
And so, Scott, would you lead us?
Sure. And Father, I just thank you so much for the day. I thank you for this time that we've been able to enter your rest and talk about it and to explore it. Father, I pray, God, that there's so many people out there that are hurting. They're either alone or they feel alone in the midst of a crowd. And Father, that you have provided a free opportunity for each and every one of us to know you,
yes,
to be in your presence, to understand peace like no other. And I thank you, God, that you are reaching out to these listeners. Could be new, could be here for a little while, or it was just a random choice to listen to this podcast today. Well, this mm-hmm. is for you. And we just thank you, God, that you would just bring them closer to your heart, that you would lift them up, and that they would look up, for their redemption groweth nigh. I thank you, God, that you are touching their hearts and that you are bringing them closer to you than ever before. And as we go further into the future, we don't know exactly what it holds, but we do know that we win.
Yes.
In Christ, we win. And I thank you, God, for your free gift of salvation through your precious Son, Jesus. And we just ask, God, that you would just arrest hearts that need to be arrested, to mm-hmm. bring them in. Father, I love it when it says that when Christ was on the cross, it says that God was reconciling the cosmos back unto himself.
Whew.
I thank you, God, that you rescued us out of ourselves. You rescued us out of our pit. That you rescued us, that you saw it fit to exchange your holiness for our unholiness, that you gave us peace, and that you took it upon yourself to make it and make a way for us where there was no way before. So we thank you, Father, in your precious name. We ask, God, that you would just bring these precious souls to you, that you would ease their anxiousness and their busyness enough to where you can whisper into their soul, into their spirit, on where they stand and how much you love them in that very moment.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stir up their hopes and dreams, Father.
Yes.
Because you gave them identity. You gave them desires in their deepest part of their hearts. We ask that you heal those hearts and that you stir up those gifts of hopes and dreams in this new season, in this holiday season, and beyond, in Jesus' name. Mike, any?
God rest ye merry gentlefolk. Let nothing you dismay.
Yes.
Because Christ, our risen Savior, was born on this day.
Amen.
And
We pray you all have a wonderful holiday season, and thank you for joining us on Undignified Joy today. God bless you all.
God bless you guys.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you.